Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Almost 2 months after it began, the trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger is close to an end. The judge delivers instructions to the jury this morning. Jurors will then begin deliberating with no clear picture of how long it might take to reach a verdict. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
The jury has 35 days of testimony from 72 witnesses to sift through, as well as some 7 hours of closing arguments. The defense is trying to paint the prosecution's 3 key witnesses as depraved liars who would do anything to cut a deal with the government for a more lenient prison sentence. In closing arguments, the attorneys for James Whitey Bulger made an emotional appeal to the jurors' sense of patriotic duty. They argued that the government itself was accountable in many of these crimes, but has never once accepted responsibility for its own wrongdoing. Bulger's attorneys made references to the U.S. Constitution and the Founding Fathers as they told the jury to have the courage to stand up to government abuse. For its part, the prosecution has acknowledged that some of its witnesses are known liars who received deals in exchange for their testimony. But Assistant U.S. Attorney Fred Wyshek also insists that all of these troubling witnesses are Bulger's own criminal associates, so whatever evil they committed, he likely did too. Wyshek is encouraging the jury to determine Bulger's criminal liability by carefully reviewing the charges and remembering that he alone is on trial in this case, not the government, not the FBI, not his old partner Stephen Flemmy, just him. And Bulger, in Wyshek's words, is one of the most vicious, violent, and calculating criminals that walked the streets of Boston. In total, Bulger is facing a 32-count indictment for criminal acts that range from murder to money laundering to extortion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid at Federal Court in Boston.